So we talked last week about the shayla of what bracha to make on pizza. But again, it's not just pizza, really. It's really the shayla, what do you make on Franks and Blanks? What do you make on a calzone? What do you make on deli roll? And we're going to just use pizza as this, just the simplest example. Because we learned last week, so on the first booklet that we have in front of us that has three pages, so we learned last week that there's such a thing called pasav abakistin. Pasav abakistin, the Gemara says, is normally a mezainis, unless you eat it in a way that acherim kovin olav. Other people are kevei asud on it, which we'll get much more into bli neder tonight. But we decided to talk about pizza with a different angle. We decided that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch called pashtida. Pashtida, the Mechaber said that if a person eats pashtida, the Shulchan Aruch explains, means you have dough and baked into it instead of something fruit or sweet, you baked into it something what's usually used as a meal, like meat or cheese, which is very similar to a pizza, or to Franks and Blanks, or to a calzone, or to maybe even a knish. Technically knishes, potato knish or cheese knish, whatever else is out there. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in that case, you make hamoitzi on it. That's hamoitzi. So we had a machoikis magavram and taz, how to learn that machaber. One way to learn that machaber is the machaber means it's possible by kistin, and you take a make hamoitzi when you kaveh a suda. It's regular possible by kistin. But there was another opinion out there, and that opinion was the opinion of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram said, no, this is fundamentally different. This is a different category. Why is it a different category? Because since this dish is not filled with sweet stuff is a dead giveaway, it's not a meal. Because again, why is pasta babi kistin not a hamoitzi? It's not because it's lacking in the ingredients, it's lacking in the way it's eaten. It's eaten because it's sweet, and therefore it's eaten as a snack, it's not eaten as a meal. The chashivas of paf, the chashivas of bread, is bread was a meal staple. Today it's lost on most of us. We don't eat bread, the carbs, the benching, we all know. But at the end of the day, the role of bread was a meal staple. So therefore, when you fill it up with sweet things, it's a dead giveaway that's not a meal. Even though today we happen to have people serve, you know, apple kugels and sweet things throughout the meal, but the main suda was usually not things that are sweet. So therefore, argue the Magen Avram, when you stuff a pocket of dough with chicken, meat, cheese, that gives it now a meal chashivas, and therefore it's considered real bread. It's not considered possible by kissing. So according to that Magen Avram, it's pashit, that the bracha on one slice of pizza, half a slice of pizza, would be hamoitzi with washing. I was listening to a shiur from Rav Hirshel Schachter where he was asked this question. He said he remembers that when his kids were younger and they all ate pizza, one slice is pashit, you have to wash and bench because it's mamish like pashtida. Now it's not so pashit to be like pashtida because first of all, it is machloekis Magen Avram and Taz. The Chaya Adam didn't pick sides. The Chaya Adam says you should actually be machmer and not eat pizza unless you wash. And we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan, that's where we left off last week, with the Aruch HaShulchan basically said, it depends how big the filling is. The Aruch HaShulchan wanted to work the two sugyas from a different angle. His way of working the two sugyas was, it depends what's the ikkar. Is the pocket the ikkar or everything else is the ikkar? So I'm not sure what you'd say for pizza. What's the ikkar by pizza? Is it the bread or is it the cheese and sauce? I don't know, not sure. I would assume it's probably the bread's the ikka, the cheese and sauce is extra. You know, I've definitely seen people that, I've seen people do both. I've seen people eat the cheese off the pizza, and then I've seen people take the cheese off the pizza and just eat the bread.
They sell cheese.
They sell cheeseless pizza, because a lot of people have a lot of medical issues with cheese, but they still want that satiation of the bread and the sauce. So that might be a raya, the hepach, that might be a raya that the bread is the ikka. But for some reason, I don't know why, none of the contemporary achrayim, when talking about pizza, mention this Aruch HaShulchan. I find it a little interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the gedra advarim is whatever the ikkar is, whatever the main pocket, meaning if the pocket is the main thing, or everything else is the main thing. So we left off last week where we said the Svadish of Paiskim rule, Rabbi Vadja, Yakut Yosef's son, Rabbi Abba Shaul, and this is interesting, I have a bunch of Svadish Talmidim, I told this then, they never heard this. Svadim should wash and bench on one slice of pizza. There's none of this two slice, three, that doesn't exist in the Sfaradish world. Because the Sfaradim learned the sugya like the Magen Avram, that pizza is called pashtida. Pashtida, the halach is you have to wash a bench even, again, it has to be that you eat a kezayis worth. We'll see tonight that there's actually 8 kezayisim in a slice of pizza. Now, why is that number important? We'll see later tonight, Blineda. So therefore, if a guy eats a half a slice of pizza, it's very possible. Again, if there's 8 kezayisim in a slice of pizza, you need a kezayis to wash and bench. Maybe a kebeh would be even better. So if a guy eats 1/8 of a slice of pizza, he already got himself a kezayis. So let's say you have a svadish kid who just eats the crust. He might have to wash a bench, for sure. He might have to wash a bench on the crust. It might be enough to be a kezayis and maybe even a kebeya. But for us Ashkenazim, we're still trying to sort it out. But for the Svardim, it's a davar pashut. That all the Svardim Shapayiskim write. That they hold that, again, if the pizza, they all write, but it depends how the pizza is made, which we'll need to get into tonight also. Why is some pizza stores where I have a big sign on the door, we pizza made with fruit juice? I'm sure many of you might have seen this. I've seen this in definitely in Bar Park. I've seen this where they have a big sign on the front door of the pizza store. Our pizza is made with fruit juice. Okay, so what? What does that change the equation? So we'll have to see tonight if at all it does change the equation. But according to what we've seen till now, the question of pizza should be a sugya based on a machaber in Simin Kuf Samaches Yudzayin. That should be the whole question. Is it similar to pashtida? Is it not similar to pashtida? And it should be taller than the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz. However, it's not so simple. Because there's a third mahalach to learn this mechaber. We mentioned that there's the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham said pashtida is different than possible bakistan because the pocket is not sweet, but rather the pocket is filling. The Taz says it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's still pashtida. It's possible bakistan. Same rules for possible bakistan. Now, we mentioned that there are those who do go like the Taz. To be fair and honest, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Taz, and the Ber Halacha writes many Achronim go like the Taz. So if you go like the Taz, pizza is like any other possible bakistan. Depending on how much you eat, would be whether or not you have to wash and bench. But if you go like the Magen Avraham, even if you have half a slice, you eat a half a slice of pizza, you have to bench and wash. That should be the halacha.
Everybody else, but you just said it's eitz kazeisim in the slice,
right?
So isn't that the shear even in half a
slice? Oh, that's we're going to get to a little today. We're going to see that. Well, according to who?
According to everyone else,
the shear is probably going to be ekizesim anyways.
The minimum to have to wash
and bench. Impossible bakistan. So it might be pizza, you're going to be stuck either way, which we'll get to hopefully later today as well. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes a very important opinion from the Nesivos. The Nesivos, I could not get this Nesivos in his original Sefer. He wrote many Svarim, but one of his famous Svarim was the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. The Nesivos, we know when you learn the Yeshiva Shemesech, you learn Baba Kama, everyone knows Ketzais and Nesivos, and our Sunday morning Shir, we spoke about Ketzais and the Nesivos. So Nesivos was a Rav and Lisa. So he wrote many Svarim, he was a Rav, and one of his Svarim, his famous Svarim is the Haggadah. He wrote a very famous Haggadah on the Pesach Seder, on the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. So in the back of the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, he has a shtickle about brachas. And there he writes a Gevaldige Chiddush, which is very, very essential to our Sugya, and that's the Mahalach that Mishnah Berurah goes with. And his yisoid is the following. His yisoid is, even in the world of Pashtida, and even the world of Pasabal Bekistan, if the food is clear to the world, or to that community, as a snack, then it's still not going to be pass to have to wash a bench. That's where pizza becomes the curveball. I mean, without this Nesivos, I think pizza is a machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz, and generally we pass like the Magen Avraham, so you should probably have to wash even on one slice, like Rav Shechter says his kids used to do. But the problem is you have this Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why Rav Shechter doesn't mention this Mishnah Berurah. It's a little funny to me. But the Mishnah Berurah writes over in number 13. This is where we left off last week. This very, very important Mishnah Berurah. Writes the Mishnah Berurah number 13. He writes, he's going on the mechaber, that's pashtida. The mechaber says pashtida, you have to, you wash and bench on pashtida. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hayinu afilu b'dloy kavalai. That's even without kviya suda. Meaning, it doesn't matter how much of it you eat. You have one slice, you have half a slice, as long as it's a kazayas, you'd have to bench and wash. V'loy dom in the possible bakistan. What happened to the rules of possible bakistan? This is possible bakistan. It's got a pocket. So it's not baked in a pocket. It's baked on top of it. But it's just like the case of the mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Doloy mevarach alayim oitzi b'doloy kov lasud. The shani hasam deyin asuim el kinuach sudo l'metika. Because over there, possible bakistan is by definition not made to be a meal. It's made to just be a sweetener. Just to be like a sweet. Mashenke pashtida shememulu b'basar. It's filled with meat. The derech la'achlam l'ravon. It's eaten to be satiating. Ukadeh to fill you up, he says that what is pashtida, or let's say that matter, what is pizza? And we spoke about this a little bit last week. In the history of pizza, when they made pizza, the reason why they did it was to be a meal and to be a cheaper version of a suda. So what they did is they, instead of having a bread sandwich with cheese in it, they took the bread and the cheese and put it together. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's why pashtida is different, which is really is the svar of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that pashtida is not typical possible bakistan because it's a meal. Pizza was made to be a meal. That was the intention of the original pizza makers, was to be a meal. It wasn't to be a snack. It wasn't to be a dessert. It was to be a meal. It was to be a cheaper version of a supper. So that, so far, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is paskening.
That's right.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll see. We'll see if that's agreed by all. So according to, if we stop right here, it sounds like that pizza is no shayla. One slice of pizza, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and one slice of pizza for breakfast, doesn't matter. I'm not suggesting pizza for breakfast. I've tried it. It's got to be able to handle it. Definitely if it's cold, it's a different madriga, but okay. In any case, but here's where the things get interesting. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'nira pashut. However, demasuyin rikikin ketanim. Let's say they make these little thin wafer-like things. Umu'uruv behem petitin shabas. And they mix into it basar. It's made like pashtida. But like an adorb, like frakes and blanks. Right? Frakes and blanks. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'nikur she'ein asuyin kim likinua achachasuda. And it's clear that this is not a meal. It's like a dessert. It's a snack. It's not a meal. Right? Says the Mishnah Berura, dina mamish kepas shem'uruv bepeiris u'b'sharim in metika de'enu avar chaleh b'chaz amazan b'dala kavu alayu. Then says the Mishnah Berura that it needs to go back to the old rules of Pasav Abakistan. This is a new Kanech. So the Be'alocha says where he got this from. He got this from Ariaz, from the Nesivis. But this is an important Kanech in the Sugya. This is the answer to why you don't have to make a hamaitzi on a soft pretzel, according to those who don't. Because soft pretzel, was, even though it's for my son's yeshiva in Yeshiva Ketana, Queens, they serve soft pretzels for lunch. It's on the menu. Soft pretzel, vegetables, and something else. That's a shnickel kasha. Okay? It's a kasha. The fizem, it's a, they, maybe they do. I don't know what they tell the kids to do then. Maybe then you do have to watch. Let's say, for example, one day, meaning, the point is, a pretzel, a soft pretzel, is clear that it's not supper or lunch. It's not, at least it shouldn't be. So they have a zok to Mishnah Berura. If you look at a dish and you can say to yourself, this is no way a meal, then it's not pashtida. So therefore, according to this Mishnah Berura, what do you say to franks and blanks? No one thinks franks and blanks is a meal. It's ridiculous. Right? But what about a bereka? What about a knish? What about a slice of pizza? Don't know. Not clear. That's because bread, that's because bread be'etzem is clearly as a meal. This is a dish that's not at that category. Right. Unless it is.
It's a pretzel. People don't eat that as a meal.
Exactly. That's the point. The question is, what about pizza? You don't eat franks and blanks? Right.
3,000 of
them. Right, which we'll talk about later. If you have too many of them, you might have to wash anyways. Right? Yeah, definitely.
So wouldn't it be subjective?
100% is going to be subjective, which is why we'll see the poiskim have a difference between where you live. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in America, it's going to be subjective. It might be subjective by the community, subjective by the person, subjective by a lot of things, right? Yeshiva bachim eat different than, you know, older people. Women eat different than children. Everyone has their own different style of eating. So we'll get to it. So this Mishnah Berura makes things very different now. Now, also, now you have to double think about pizza. Is taka pizza deherred as a meal or is pizza? Yeah, until we saw this Mishnah Berura, pizza was to me was an oshayla. It's pashtida. Let's move on. And therefore, if it's pashtida, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to wash even on a half a slice.
So why don't you say it's pizza when you have it or if you're kaveh? If it's subjective,
right?
Kaveh as a suda,
right?
Then you wash and bench.
Right. So the question just is what? There's two questions. First of all, do I look at pizza and I say to myself, that's a meal?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes.
Right, so how do I deal with that for the bracha purposes?
If you're having it as a meal, make the bracha, make a maltzi.
Is that the way it works, or the way it works is the way the people perceive it?
Yeah. By the way, 3 in the morning,
right, I'm thinking at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that slice of pizza is probably a snack. At 5 o'clock, that's probably a supper, right?
It can't be that way.
It can't be that way?
You can't think there's almost at 1 o'clock for the same exact food.
It would be a very weird thing, right? That there's no set bracha on pizza. Right? Pizza, we all know, is definitely a supper. Definitely a lunch, right? Yeshiva serve it as pizza day lunch. People have a
slice.
Is that true?
Why?
Depends where.
My daughter's only eat one.
Some people, they're girls, boys, men, and women. Everyone knows it fluctuates. It depends, right? So it could be that your wife will be washing and you'll be making a mezainis. It's possible. We'll see. The Be'er Halacha writes came out like that. So this new gedder of the Mishnah Berura is the answer to many kashas. If you accept this Mishnah Berura, and for some reason everyone, again, I don't mean it in a negative way, they accept, rather we accept the Mishnah Berura. It's just that this Mishnah Berura is based on Rishonim, it's based on the Riaz, and it's based on the Nesivis. It's not what the Magen Avraham and the Taz say, it's not what the Aruch HaShulchan says, but this Mishnah Berura became the rule of thumb for calculating Pashtida. Now, if you look in the Be'er Halacha number 14, he explains it a little bit more, and he writes the line of the Nesivis, which I couldn't get in print. He writes, he quotes the same idea, that the point is, he writes at the end, Alpi Dvarma Elo Kasafti Divari Shiva Mishnah Berura. I got this really from the Derech HaChaim, from other Achronim, that if you look at the food and you say to yourself, this is a snack, there is no meal to this. This can't be a meal, then it goes knocked back down to Pasa Baba Kisna. That's Mishnah Berura's opinion. So now we're left with the dilemma, how do we look at pizza? Do we look at pizza as a snack? Or do we look, again, no one looks at a Danish and says, yeah, Danish is lunch. Now, it could be, if people turn Danish into lunch, it becomes lunch, which we'll get to Belina Adda later. But no one's initial thought at a Danish is, yeah, that's lunch day. Lunch is a Danish. No, but what about pizza?
But that's a two-pizza lunch.
That might be. That might be where that 1-2 distinction came from. So let's take a look together. Number 15. Number 15 is from the Sefer V'zayis HaBrach, and he writes, 15. Pizza, asher isesor asui mimayim v'kemach buvat. Pizza where the dough is not mixed with fruit juice. It's just good old-fashioned water and flour. Ha pizza haregila hanimkeres b'shuk brachosa hamoitzi. The brach is hamoitzi. Why? Kivin shaharegilas hila echo machala pizza gam lasaiva. Because people eat pizza to fill them up. It's not like the nesiv is called a kinuach. It's a snack. It's not a snack. Pizza's a supper. Ain't he begeder pasa babekistin? It's not pasa babekistin. Why? Because it's what we call pashtida.
V'cheinohoy.
Why
isn't that part of the element that they had, like in the pastikistan, of jelly or fruit cheese?
Because, like the Magen Avraham said, that is added to be a meal, not just to be a sweetener. That was the difference between that and pasta babakistan. Say, who's he quote? Let's see some names. That was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Hagayin of Pinchas Scheinberg, and Hagayin of Moshe Sternbach. Three great kedoylim. Moshe Sternbach is the only one that's still alive in that group, as long as it's stark. And they all held pizza. Again, this means one slice. Not two, three, four, one slice, half a slice.
Sometimes they pass around small little pieces.
Of what?
It's part of, I don't know, some of these maybe fancy places, you know what I mean? A s'more, they come around with...
Cut up little pieces.
Real
so then right. So then the argument would be clear. That would be Mizrahis. But let's say, for example, you're having lunch in the office and they order in pizza to the office. So then you're going to have one slice. You're having one slice. You're not having... So then, l'chayr, according to these achrayim, you'd have to bench and wash on the one slice. Now, number 16... is also from the Sefer V'zayis HaBracha, and he writes the following: Achas anafkemina shel halacha anal hu habracha al machol akrui pizza k'mayish berarti. One of the issues is what to do with pizza. Roiva anoshu moichem esa pizza l'seiva. Most people eat pizza to be full. Betur achas ha'arucha ishalahem as one of their meals. That's what pizza is. Pizza is a meal. V'loy l'kinuach bovad. It's not supposed to just be a v'loy k'chatif. Not like a snack. No, a snack of a slice of pizza. If you follow that logic, if we can all agree that pizza is not a snack, pizza is a meal, then according to the Mishnah Berurah, pizza becomes amoitzi. You don't look at pizza and say, yeah, this is a snack. Again, you look at a frank and blank and you say, yeah, this is a snack. You look at a soft pretzel, this is a snack. You don't look at a slice of pizza, again, in that world, you don't look at a slice of pizza and say, yeah, this is a snack. But there's a practice in America. This sefer was written by a Yidden Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Mandelbaum. He writes, but in America, they have a different practice. In America, one slice, they make a mezainis. Where did that come from? That's attributed to Rav Moshe. To the best of my knowledge, it's not anywhere in Igros Moshe, but that's okay. But Rav Moshe was the one who made up one slice, two slice. The Efsher, where did it come from? Shasham HaMetzia is Hoyse Shoyne. There in America, it's different than Eretz Yisrael. Shasham Hoyu Oichem Asa Pizza Kichatif. In America, people eat pizza as a snack. They don't use it as a substitute meal or as a meal purpose. And that's why, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't make a mezainis on it. You don't make a hamoitzi on it. Ach, I think it should. 100%. We'll get to that in a second. Rav Moshe was at least 30 something years ago. Things could. I don't know when they asked this to Rav Moshe, but we'll see that things could change. I think today it's very possible that things have changed. Ach, it's interesting. Pizza used to be very cheap. Now pizza got very expensive. Now that's actually the opposite. You know, it used to be pizza was a very cheap supper. You buy a pie, pizza was whatever it was. I was just telling my kids, I remember pizza used to get, a dollar or something a slice. Now it's like $3.75 a slice. Oh, so that's the question, right? Mm-hmm. So now you think twice about it. You say to yourself, $3.75 for a slice of pizza or $1.25 for Danish? I don't know. So now it's a financial question as well, right? So says the Zeis HaBrachel, so that was Ramosha. So he wants to tie into that, it depends where you are. In America, at least in the times of Moshe, one slice of pizza was a snack, two slices of pizza was a meal. So then one slice you have to, no benching, and two slices is washing and benching. He thinks the Metzias changed. I don't know exactly when he says this. And he thinks today, even one slice you have to make a Moshe in America.
discussion. Can it not be subjective to the person on a given day? In other words, sometimes I'll sit down and have pizza.
It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, it's got to be subjective by the community, not like day by day. There's got to be a certain outlook of the world on pizza. That's what it sounds like. Not necessarily how I look at it. How most people look at it. How do most people look at a slice of pizza?
Does everybody in this room think pizza is a snack?
One slice of pizza?
I don't.
So you wash on one slice?
So if you accept that, then you should wash on one slice. If you accept that. Now, we'll get to it in a second what really happens over here. Then he writes over here, this is what you want. Jeff, this is mamash your line. It depends on where you are and in the time you're in. Shebemokim ir oy eretz, he's being very vague. Do you go by the city or by the country? Right? Do you go by the five towns? Do you go by New York? Right? I'm sure New York has different pizza standards than Georgia. I don't know. I think Jews and Goyim have different pizza standards. Our pizza is much more expensive. Their pizza is cheaper. Maybe that changes how they look at pizza, right? Sheroiv anoshim oichlim pizza rakli kunach. He says you go by roif. How do most people look at pizza? Most people look at pizza and they call pizza a snack, so pizza becomes a mezainis.
Even if somebody were to pull up and he's going to eat 2, 3, 5.
No, then it might revert back into regular pasta baba kiss, which you'd have to wash anyways. But I'm talking about the possibility to wash on one slice would be if in your community the world looks at one slice of pizza and says, this is supper, then you got to wash it on that one slice.
So if you have pizza
from Malka, that's so you should have to wash a bench. Now, they did a study. Sure. None of the kids wash. My son has everyone. No one washes. I agree with you. And for those kids, it's for sure a meal. Those kids, they're not eating 5 slices. And at that age group, one slice is supper. I know my kid, that's supper. So it is a big tzarachin. That's a good kasha. I'm not.
But they've already had three meals. They've already had 3 meals. I'm not talking an early shop.
But they're looking at this,
It's not a treat. Is that honestly true?
Most
people have an approximate time.
So that's the problem we have today. We don't have set meal times anymore. Yeah. We just have snacks all day long. Okay. No, I'm saying I don't know how to look at it anymore. It used to be people had 2 or 3 day meals and everything else was clearly a snack. Today we have pizza at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a giveaway.
Had lunch sometime before 3, and dinner is coming sometime after.
Presumably, right?
So then it's clearly a snack.
Yeah, I don't think it's how you're eating. It's just how people perceive it. In that demographics, one slice of pizza is their supper. So you're arguing, well, this is not the time they eat supper. Right? That's your argument.
It has to be subjective to the person.
Doesn't sound like that.
Before, a woman can have one slice the whole day.
Yeah, but that's because we're going by a community. We're going by a group of people. To say it's going to go person by person. So, one second. It gets better than this. I'll tell you why it gets better. Now, the reason why it gets better is because they did a study. There was a USDA study. 90% of Americans consider pizza as a meal. 90% of Americans consider pizza a meal.
One slice.
Only 10%.
One slice?
Presumably. Only 10% of Americans consider it a snack. Now, it sounds like they sent the letter to one of the big writers of Hilchos Brachos in English is a yid named Reb Pinchas Badner. He wrote a lot of very geshmaka svarim in English, beautiful svarim. He lives in Lakewood. So someone reached out to him and said, according to this study, we have a problem on our hands. Why? Because according to this study, with the Mishnah Berurah, everyone should have to wash and bench on one slice. Because what was the whole svara of Rav Moshe? Because Rav Moshe said, well, most people have one slice. But if Einenu Re'inu, that the USDA, the 90% of the world, of America, so he writes, supposedly there's a tshuva written by Rav Pinchas Bandler, and he says, yeah, I changed my psak now. I think everyone in America has to wash on one slice.
Unless it's different than the guy should.
Oh, so that's what someone wanted to tie it to me. Maybe the perception of Goyim is different than the perception of Jews.
Yeah,
okay. Could be. Now, they did a poll. Now, but listen to this. It gets even better. They did a poll with Jews. 108 Jews were polled. Good luck getting 108 Jews together in a room. Right? 64 Jews said...
They gave them pizza in order to fill
it. Yeah, for sure. 64 Jews said they eat pizza as a supper. 40 Jews said they eat pizza for lunch. Only 4 Jews said they eat pizza as a snack.
Yeah, but again, in here alone...
Right?
Doesn't everybody think it's a meal in here?
One slice?
I don't know.
So this is why we're still... So the Star K wrote about this. They said they want to do their own study. They don't want to use the USDA. It could be because you're Taina. That's a goyim. Goyim, their whole life is different than us. Okay, whatever. We have to work it out. But that's just an interesting statistic. So I don't know. I don't know how we're supposed to look at pizza anymore. So this is come at the end of the line over here. This is Reb Moshe's famous psak, and it's based on this Mishnah Berurah. Now we at least understand what we're dealing with. It's very much perception. How do people perceive a slice of pizza? Now it's interesting. Let's just take a look at the next page for a second. Page 3. So good. Then you're going to get stuck anyways. Agreed. The guy's going to sit down with pizza, salad, french fries. He's going to have to wash anyways, probably. But I'm talking about that guy who grabbed that slice at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that 4 o'clock slice. The kids are eating pizza.
There's no water.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Take a break between them. Have a hefsek between each slice. So if you take a look over in page 3, I have a sefer over here called V'dibarta Bam. It's written by a yid named Reb... This is a sefer written by a yid. His name is Rabbi Moskowitz. He lives in Queens. He spent every day in MTJ with Reb Dava Feinstein. He's a big Talmud Reb David Satzal. And he wrote a sefer where he basically speaks to Reb Dava Feinstein about different shailas. So he writes over, he spoke to Reb Dava Feinstein. He says, V'shamati mimoi v'rebi, agoyin Reb Rosh Hashiv, Reb Dava Feinstein, Shlita. Sadly, now we know it's Satzal. The Das Aviv. What did Reb Moshe hold about pizza? Reb Moshe lived till 1986. They had pizza. They knew about pizza. What did Reb Moshe hold about pizza? So he says that Das Aviv near Kisvaras Haber Halacha, that his father had like the Ber Halacha. The Mo'ila Ba'isa Medina Koiv Malem Ki'ikapas. If the people in that community, Ba'isa Medina, that city, are considered this like bread, Oz Dina Mamela Kipas Gomer Bechas Amoiti, then it's considered a pas. I feel the pachas mikazais, maybe even less than mikazais. Avle Minaga Oilam Shoy the Kavoy Kadei Sviya. If people don't fill up on this. It's hard to imagine. 90% of Americans, they fill up on one slice of pizza. It's hard to imagine. One slice is not very filling. Yeah. Also, their pizza slices always look smaller than ours. I don't know. At least it looks in the advertising. It looks smaller. Cheaper, yet smaller. I don't know. Avalim Minago Oilam, so like, well, okay, he writes. Then, skip a couple lines. Umada Oichlim Yisei Yisei Yisei. What?
Drink beer with their pizza, so
it
fills them up.
Maybe. Could be. I don't know. I never had pizza with goyim before. I don't know. Maybe. So he writes over here. He says, "Umado eichlim zei yosim midal beitzim shal pas bechatirah shal pizza einoy shir kedei sviya desudas erva boiker." Doli nagu oil mahachm bezel kolkach el asayim che oil mechamakim deich dalek. Okay, fine. Some people eat it as a meal. They only have one slice. That's a snack. Even though it's very possible that in a slice of pizza you have at least 9 kazesim, which is equivalent to dalad beitzim, which is considered a kviyas suda on any food. It's like a snack. It's not your supper. So Reb Moshe held like this. That was Reb Moshe's thought. Reb Moshe's thought was that one slice of pizza is not a meal. It's not a meal. It's like Franks and Blanks. So that's why many people, the question is the Metzius correct? Reb Shechter thought that this is hard to imagine that Reb Moshe thought like that. He thought Reb Moshe thought one slice of pizza is a snack. He thought that it's hard to imagine. I don't know why it's so hard to imagine. Many people look at one slice of pizza and look at, again, it might, there's a lot of factors. If you're talking about financial issues, person doesn't have so much money, so he's not going to buy 12 pies of pizza for his family, he buys one pie. So then everyone makes do with the one slice of pizza. Kid, it's hard to know. This is why I think pizza is such a complicated thing. One slice of pizza is not so.
And you're not
going to
have a second slice, so then this
is not. So one slice of pizza is not overly filling. I think your average adult would not have one slice of pizza.
So I'll stop it for a hot meal. Do you say that? You don't bench,
we have so many other shema. That's a big question. That's how we can do a whole another 2 weeks on that topic. What are you doing? So that's why the Chayodim says, never eat these things without bread. But again, that still defeats the whole purpose. There's a reason why you go into the pizza store at 3 o'clock, so you don't want to wash. You'd go to the bagel store if you wanted to wash. So let's see. So there's an article in the famous journal, Masorah Journal, that we all know of. This article comes from Rabbi Belsky. Zatzal. Rabbi Belsky writes the following. Remember, Rabbi Belsky was a big Talmud of Ramesh. He writes this, V'hinei ha-pizza ha-regila she'afu bi'achalim b'shicha ava she'gvino mine tavlinim. Good old-fashioned pizza. Pizza that's baked with cheese and spices. V'hoye mamish ki'isa ha-mamula b'gvino. It's mamish like dough filled. If you remember last week, someone pointed out, maybe there's a difference between if it's in the dough or on top of the dough. So Rabelski is saying it's the same thing. In, again, pashida is when it's wrapped around it, like a frank and blank. Here, Rabelski says, well, pizza is on top of the dough. But that's okay, as long as it's baked together. You can't first bake the dough and then add the cheese and sauce. But that's not the way pizza is made. At least not good pizza. It's made, they have the dough, they put the cheese and sauce on, they pop it in the oven. Says Rabbi Belsky, number 20. Dim tachlus afiyasa hi lishalev halafson imapas. Velasis mem sudishlem imachal echad. What was the pshat on pizza? Kleda Rabbi Belsky, what's the lumnus of pizza? Was pizza created to be a meal? They took the cheese and sauce, instead of having cheese and sauce on the side, and bread on the side, they put it all together. They saved you the time and trouble. Which was the original reason for why they made pizza in the first place. It was to be a meal. Instead of having different parts, they just put it all together on a pizza. So says Rabbi Belsky, is that the pshat in pizza? In order, it was there to not require you to have to gather everything separately, and here you have everything in one baked in together nicely. Says Rabbi Belsky, if that's true, that one, but we'll call it one slice of pizza, was meant to be a meal. So if it's a meal, then you have to bench and wash according to the Mishnah Berurah's definition of pashtido. However, if the purpose of pizza was just to be a snack, you know, to grab and go, grab it, have a snack, so then im came b'chosei tzarech loim b'ayim rizaynis. Says Rabbi Belsky, v'hinei re'inu mitzad echot sh'amayni anosh moichu moise b'ar aruchos tzarayim. We see people eat it for lunch. V'zal ha'm sudu shloim b'chol yom v'yamam. They have pizza every day for lunch. Which kid would want pizza every day for lunch? It's a gewaltig supper. Lunch. They eat pizza very late. I don't get that right. Pizza stores open all day long. Who's eating pizza at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Terrorists are eating a late lunch. Today we have a world, everyone's on funny hours. He's saying, why would pizza stores be open the whole day? But why would you come into this pizza store?
Hungry between meals.
So that's his point. That's Goofy's point. That's his point. He's saying that's a raya that it's a snack. That's his raya. Now, I would argue that just everyone has such wacky hours for meals. There are people that at 3 o'clock are eating lunch. Not everyone's eating 3 o'clock snacks. Okay. So that's Mamish's chakir. Rabbi Belsky's chakir is what's the lumnus of pizza? And what's his answer? Umiu hanach li Yisrael, hanach lehen levnei Yisrael, shemavarchen ol baimin rizayis, elam kem kavuala. He says, let's leave Klais all the way it is. And unless they're having it as a meal, they could probably get away with making a mezonos. And that's the opinion of many poskim. So it sounds like he's pretty much going like with Moshe. That if it's one slice, it's a snack. Two slices already a different conversation. Miu, a la pizza kafua, but the frozen pizza, eim al adon. There's nothing to talk about. De brechose hamoitzi ubrechas hamozen. The frozen pizza. Apparently, the way the frozen pizza is made, or some frozen pizzas, they bake the dough first, and then they add the cheese and sauce later, and then they rebake it or something. So then the argument is that's bread. That's bread. Nothing to talk about.
But they don't even rebake it, because the cheese, when you look at it, that's
the pshat. Right, so if that's the case, I guess people should be aware of this, so then you have to know that your mom is getting yourself pastel chalashitas. But pizza in the fresh pizza, you don't have this problem. So Rebelsky seems to be going like Rav Moshe. Now, if you look over in the Sefer Avnei Yeshiva, this is written in Eretz Yisrael. He writes it this. Rabbi Mekilim Voichlim pizza blini tiyas adayim v'amoitzi. Many people eat pizza without washing, without making amoitzi. Yesh l'ayinim zem mutula. Is it right or not? So his initial thought is like we said. It should be the sugya of pashtida. Right? Hashulchan Aruch some kufs l'machai sif ayin zayin kosev hedish shepashtida shenefes im givin l'mavarach l'amoitzi. V'chei pasak mishte brura v'doloi ketash ha-meiko shemili bosa di givin l'peiris. V'ayin behalach u'lchein temu ha-mash oil ha-meiko b'achilas pizza blini tiyas adayim v'amoitzi. He says, what do you mean? We go like the Magen Avram. We go like the Magen Avram / Mishnah Berurah. That means as long as it's not a snack, it's pashtido, and pizza's not a snack. Again, there's a lot of ifs in that assumption, right? He's assuming, again, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, pizza maybe is not a snack. So he writes like this.
Very thin slices,
right? Right.
So what we're establishing, though, it seems it's really not personal.
It's community. It depends where you live. Again, I guess if you have a culture where pizza is eaten in a certain way, then it's going to change the halachic status. Then he writes over number 20 where he says, and most people think that the pizza they buy is kneaded with fruit juice. And therefore it's not even a shayla. Again, if, there's a lot of ifs in that equation, which I was hoping to get to tonight, but the time is never on my side. But if the pizza store Taka does have fruit juice, so what do they gain by that? So the assumption is if it's fruit juice, so now it gets knocked out, back down to being possible because, right, it becomes like a Danish. Now, but there's a lot of ifs in that equation, which we're supposed to get to today. Maybe we'll still get to it. Exactly. Right. It might depend on a bunch of things. First of all, it might depend if the juice is from concentrate or not. That's rule number one. And rule number two we'll have to get to is, do you actually taste the fruit juice?
But that would be a good idea then, to be yotzing
this. 100%. And that's why people do it. Yeah. There's only one problem. They're not really doing it the right way. Because in order to do it right, it has to be, well, that's what they do. But in order to do that, because one opinion says that. But for us, Ashkenazim, what you really have to do is you have to make it so strong, the fruit juice, that you can actually taste it. And no one wants fruit juice in their pizza. So it's a catch 22. So what they do is, they're soymich on the marsham, which I have over here on the next booklet. I'm getting ahead of us. But the marsham has a chiddush that you don't actually have to taste the fruit juice. You only have to taste the fruit juice if you don't have percentage on your side. And let's say, for example, I don't have 50%, I don't have 51% fruit juice. Then the only way it works is if I taste the fruit juice. But if I have 51% fruit juice, I don't need to taste the fruit juice. That's what all those kashrus organizations that give ashkacha to the mezonos world, that's what they're samech on. They hang their hat on this marsham, this das tayr, which we'll see inside. It is, but not everyone agrees to that. He has a pshat in a ramah. It is something to talk about. But there are other problems with the mezonos rolls, and for that matter, with the pizza. But again, if you accept the marsham, and it says on the door, made with fruit juice, and you ask them two questions. First of all, is it made from concentrate? And if it's 51%, then according to the marsham, on one slice, you wouldn't have to wash. Now, it won't help you if you want to have two slices or three slices, or it won't help you if you want to have two slices or one slice with french fries and a salad and a knish, but it'll help you if you want to have that one slice at the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and after this whole sugi, you're like, oh, forget it, I'm just going to go for the Danish. But if you want to get that one slice of pizza and not feel guilty, so they tell you it's 51% fruit juice, and it, I forget which one's not from concentrate, the one that's pure fruit juice, not diluted, and they tell you all that, then maybe you have what to be samachan.
Okay. So two Danishes you have to make.
So that's what I want to get to sometime tonight, or maybe another next week, about even if pizza gets knocked back down to pasta babakistan, you still might have to wash and bench if you have a normal serving of pizza. And then we'll talk about Danishes and cookie blue nether. We'll find another. So let's see over here.
Why is the difference in concentrate? Concentrate is considered to be more diluted?
Yeah, it's too much water in it. I forget which way it goes. I forget which one's which. The one that is...
Concentrate means it's thicker.
Right, the one that's more fruit juice, less water. Because the one that has water is too watered down. So you want to have pure fruit juice, and it's got to be 51% fruit juice. So when they put up on the sign, it's...
Concentrate, by definition, means there's less water and more of the fruit in it?
Right, that's the one you have to have. I mean, again, I forgot which one's which. But the point is, if you want to walk into a pizza store, and you'll see them, you got to look out for them. Maybe you can ask them, oh, do you put fruit juice in? Some of them say they do. And they're doing it for good reasons. They're not trying to be, make bad pizza. They're trying to help you out. But you have to ask them, first of all, is it 51%? And even then, you're being samech on a marsham, which not everyone agrees to the marsham. But I guess you have yeshem elusmach. In that case, if you go into the pizza store and it's 51% fruit juice, and it's not the diluted one, you could probably make that mezainis and not feel guilty. Yeah, Rabbi Belsky. The question just is: this is an old article. That's the argument. Has things changed from when Rabbi Belsky wrote this article? Messiah, from when Moshe wrote his thing, has things changed? I don't know. As much as things change, they stay the same. They say, I don't know. So, what about the tain of the fruit juice, number 21? So he writes, "V'zeh mamush tos." He thinks the fruit juice is a mistake. Shari chakarti etzel oife. I spoke to bakers. Sheesh lehechshu shalada sheida charedis b'Yerushalayim. I spoke to people that have hashkacha under the eida charedis b'Yerushalayim. But Amash shenirish b'mayim b'val. They say no, we don't put fruit juice in the pizza. Now again, I think I'm not an expert, but I think most places do not put fruit juice unless they say on the sign we put in. But you can ask next time you go into the pizza store. Ask them behind the counter. By the way, do you put fruit juice in? They might think you're like from the FBI or something, USDA trying to figure out what they're doing. But that's a legitimate question. He says, some people say they put milk into the dough. It's not just milk. They put a little bit of a loop. He says, every dough that he tasted, this year, he tasted the dough. Tastes like bread, he said. It does not have tam. Now, it could be it has the marsham 51%, which we'll have to get to. So he writes, I think this is ridiculous. It's not sweet. Okay. Soif Dover. What's his tzak? Anyone that has the ability to make a macha, you have to protest. You see someone eating a slice of pizza, you got to protest. I tell my family, I I tell people every slice, one slice, two. Pizza is pashtida. Pashtida is hamoisi, and that's it. None to talk about. And Rebbe Yashiv, they all say like me. Okay? They're big people. Now again, that might be in Eretz Yisrael. Might not be in America. I don't know. Shevet HaKohasi is a dayan from Belz. A Belz a dayan. He writes, since today many people eat pizza as a meal substitute, a God-fearing Jew should not eat pizza unless it's in the middle of a bread meal. You should only eat pizza if you're going to wash first, which really defeats the purpose, but okay. Let's say it's hard. But let's say, for example, you're not eating it with bread, but this is supper. Supper tonight is pizza. So like that, wash and bench.
It sounds like that's really never
want to eat. Right, because that's really what the Chai Adam said. The Chai Adam said you should never eat these types of foods unless it's Tachsuta, which again really is very, very not practical for most Jews. Pizza is always served without bread. It very really is pizza served with bread. Rabbi Forst, we all know of, he wrote a sefer called Pischei Halacha. Gevaldik a sefer. He writes like this: pizza, itza shetucham mechusa beperuri gvina v'tavlinim shonim, covered with cheese and spices. The chemachal anikra kalzon. And what we know today is a calzone, isa memola gvina rakov etavlinim. A calzone is a real pashtida. That's mamish baked. It's beautiful, right? A calzone. Eina nechol machidos tanuk va'arai. It's not eaten as a snack. El sudas keva. It's eaten as a meal. V'doyme le pashtida v'loy le knish. He thinks it's more pashtida, not knish. That. So we don't know. Pashtida. That was the dish that was a dish baked together with. Right, right. The everything dish. Yeah. Many people eat it as a meal. Therefore, he writes, so it says on the force, many people make a mezainus on one, but it's not so poshut. Okay, so we did not get to the end of the topic yet, because we'll see that pizza still gets more complicated.
You only saw the pizza crust. It wasn't even attached to the rest of the pizza.
Right.
It looks like bread. It's crust.
Tastes like a.
You would think to yourself, I have to watch on this.
And if you're Sfardi, right. You do. And if you're Ashkenazi, depends.
You think it's bread. You wouldn't know it's bread.
Right, right. So I think if you're a Sfardi that's going to eat that, if you have to measure how much of it, if it's kazayas or not, so then you'd have to bench and wash, right?
It's a bread stick.
That's a bread stick.
Right, it's a crust part.
It's really.
Right? So the pashtus would be is it's one long dish, so we're not going to split up the dish. But even if we eat it, even though there are many kids don't eat the crust, right? Some kids only want the crust, some kids don't want the crust, everyone's different. Now, there's one thing that we're still not getting into. I mean, what we discussed for the last 2 weeks is what's the bracha on one slice of pizza? Why was one slice different? Because if one slice is pashtida, so then you make one slice, doesn't matter. But there's another halacha we have to get back into tonight is, when does Pasah Bava Kisten become a hamoitzi? So if you remember, if you go back to the first booklet that we gave out, on the first page on the first booklet, the one that says Bracha al Pizza, so we had a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas told us that when Acherim Kovin Olav, when other people eat this Pasah Bava Kisten as a meal, it now becomes hamoitzi. So now the question is, how do we figure that out? How do I take Pasah Bava Kisten and turn it into a hamoitzi? So let's say pizza is not pashtida, right? But when does it become a meal? At some point, kuli al mamoida, at some point pizza becomes a supper. Question is, what's that point? And whenever I hit that point, then I for sure have to bench and wash. Our whole discussion for the last 2 weeks have been one slice, a half a slice. But there's going to be a point in time where pizza, the chayra, becomes a meal. When that point hits that pizza is a meal, then l'chuli al mamoida, you're going to have to bench and wash. Even if it has fruit juice, right? Even if it has fruit juice.
So you start in, let's say it's a snack, according to what you go by. You make a pizzano. Then you decide you're still hungry.
Great.
Two or three, whatever the number is. So what do? You wash it.
Take a look. So let's go back to page 1. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this exact case, which I think happens so often for many Jewish homes, right? You order pizza for the family. You're not eating pizza, right? You're eating healthy. All of a sudden you take one slice, you grab another slice. By the time you're done, you have three slices of pizza. And you tell your wife, okay, that's supper, right? So what do I do now? So let's, the Mechaber talks about this case. Number three on our first booklet. Okay, I don't think we're getting to the second one today. Okay, let's see number three. Zakta Mechaber. Pasabob Bekisnin. So now you fill in the blank of what your Pasabob Bekisnin could be, a ragola, could be cookies, and Blina the next week, I was hoping to get to it this week, we'll go through all the different examples of cookies and cakes and measurements and how much, right? So Pasabob Bekisnin says the Mechaber. You make alamichya and you make a mezainus. But if you eat the amount that people eat as a meal, now again, who are these people? Do you go group by group, town by town, population by population? So the Bar Halacha says yes, 100%. Men eat different than women. Elderly eat different than the young. Yeshiva Bachim eat different than the rest of the world. Teenagers eat different than, you know, seniors, right? So you got to go group by group. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what do you do then? You're not full from it. Let's say that the entire world, a rave of the world, eats one slice of pizza for supper. And you're starving. So you still have to bench and wash one slice of pizza, according to the Mechaber. Because that's what other people eat as a meal. I am starving. I have 15 slices. It doesn't matter. Jeff, your case. You plan on eating a little bit. You plan on having one slice. And you hold like Rav Moshe and Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Forrest that one slice is a snack. Good. You made a mezainus. Very good. And then you eat the amount, which we'll see whatever that is, the amount that people are kavei on. Then you varech Allah birchas hamazon af bishle berech hamayisit chila. It's a great trivia question. How is it possible that a person should bench and he did not make a hamaytzi, and he didn't do something wrong? The answer is this case. He started off with one slice of pizza. Nothing wrong with that. And then he made it mezainus. And then he decided to have five more slices. So now he turned it into a suda. In that case, he has to bench. Now, we'll have to get to Blina the next week. Oh, good. What about washing? And why does he make hamaytzi? Good. That Blina that we all have to get into next week. It's all on the next Ma'ar Mekaymus. Now, I just want to finish up over here. The Mechaber. Let's say you eat an amount that people don't eat for a meal. Let's say you have one slice of pizza. But this is supper. Doesn't matter. Now that is a machoikis rishayim. The Beis Yosef brings down two shittas rishayim. Some rishayim say, no, it goes by you. If you eat this as a supper, it's supper. And the Mechaber doesn't pass on that way. The Mechaber says, we go by the group of people. So what we need to get to Blina the next week, what is this amount? Kol sha'acherim kavim alav suda. So there's basic three shitas. The first shita that Mr. Brewer discusses is it's measured by volume. Gimel or dalet beitzim. If a person eats three or four eggs worth of pasabah b'kistin, hamaytzi, and bechas hamazon. Now you'll ask me, how much is four or five? So I told you, a slice of pizza, a kezayis is half of a kebeah. So how many kezesim do you need to get to dalet beitzim?
Eight
kezesim. Now how much is eight kezesim? So a slice of pizza is eight kezesim. So which means one slice of pizza, you might have to anyways wash. Forget pashtida. You have to wash because it's already the four kebeitzim mark. So Blina, the next week we'll get into that and we'll see how it works out with cookies and cakes. If a person eats a lot of cake, the person sits down and eats half a cake. Again, the guy sits down and has a lot of cookies. When at one point we'll switch over to become Hamoisi versus a typical Mizrahi.